Napier and Doug Christie, the final hour of the show. Taking your phone calls at 339-1140-800-920-1140. Hope that you are having a good one. We are going to get back to some phone calls. So we're going to start with Pablo. Hello, Pablo.
Hey, Grant. Doug, how you doing, fellas?
What's happening?
Not much. Just here stuck in traffic. But, you know, I wanted to call and talk about the Kawhi Leonard trade, but this what you're talking about, the Raiders really captured my imagination. And, you know, I have some thoughts on that. If you bear with me, I'm a diehard Raider fan, number one, but I kind of see a lot of things with regards to it's an age-old story between kings and princes and changing of the guard and new regime and all that. But I think Greg Popovich is not going to be the same without him. You know, that touchdown Raiders is like his trademark, and we all love it.
And You're talking about Greg Popovich or Greg Popovich? You're confusing the heck out of me.
Oh, Greg Popovich.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
But then, you know, yeah, about as far as his announcing, it's like trademark Raiders, and he should have the copyright on that, as far as I'm concerned. But with regards to his being outspoken like he was, he's obviously a loyalist, and I could respect him for that. But he wasn't married to Al, and he's not his executor of his will, and so there comes a time we all have to fall on the sword for our new boss or whatever. And, you know, and I think the things that Mark is doing is trying to put his stamp on being a Raider. He's really opposite from Al. They're as different as their hairstyles. But as far as, him trying to patch things up with Marcus Allen, I think that's a good thing because I love Marcus Allen. And I think with Shanahan, I can't speak on that. I know Shanahan was trying to change the style of play because – Al was old school with the bomb and Shanahan was doing short passes and it didn't work out. But they both claimed that Al owed them money when they left. And so that's the thing I can't really speak to. But I think just coming from what you were saying, the points that you're making as far as his outspokenness of Greg, that, you know, there's something you should just, you know, you could talk about it. But if you're gonna run the risk of talking about it, you have to really face up to the consequences.
All right. Well,
and
thank you.
From Mark's side, if he's gonna make those moves, he's got to be able to take criticism for them as well.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Johnny. You're next. Hello, Johnny.
Johnny.
Sorry, it's my bad. That button gets stuck there. There we go, Johnny. What's going on?
Here?
Yes, Johnny.
Hey, so big time Raiders fan, and I'm absolutely devastated by Greg Papa being whatever the case may be, whether he didn't want to stay or whether Mark Davis didn't want him to stay. Touchdown Raiders is pretty iconic, and I probably just won't listen to him on the radio at all. It's that bad. It would be like if you were no longer announcing for the Kings and they broke up that relationship. Not amicably. So that's pretty much where I'm at. Devastating.
Hey, thank you for your feedback. We really appreciate it.
It's tough for some fans, Grant, who, you know, we're hearing fans that call in and say, look, I grew up this way and that. And then I'm looking on the text line. I see 44-1140. I see some people saying, look, you know, welcome to the real world. This is how things go. I think more or less some of the people who are calling in, it's not necessary. It's understanding, yes, this is how things go. Things come and they die and they move away, but it's the way that it happens and the way that people go about it. So that's where you got to wait until Monday to hear from Papa and hear his side of the story. Yep. And how things went about.
All right. 339-1140 is the local number, 800-920-1140, and you know what it boils down to is what he's going to say. You know, we don't really know yet.
Yeah, well, we will know on Monday. And oddly enough, Grant, being on vacation and all this type of stuff happening, at least he has time to think about it, put it in his head, I'm
that's
sure.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's got a lot of people talking to him.
Yeah, and this is a big thing.
Yes, it is. It's a huge thing.
In his life, and to come back and be able to articulate probably exactly the way that he wants it, that's solid for him.
Well, and I would say this too, all right? There's 32 jobs in the NFL. That's it. There are only 32 jobs because there is no local TV. There's only radio. There is no local TV. It's all network. So there are only 32 people, okay, 31 that did what Greg Papa did.
Right.
Now he's not one of the 32. And it's not always easy to get back in. I've got friends that have been longtime announcers in the NBA and they lose their job. They have never gotten back in.
Well, that's because, Grant, they are so limited and so yes. coveted from that standpoint.
Nobody wants to give them up.
No doubt about it. This isn't something that you just, I mean, a lot of these guys, and when you think of Pop, I mean, Pop with the Warriors, now no longer with the Warriors, now with the Raiders, no longer with the Raiders. He probably has a cachet to do something else, and whatever that is, he'll be able to do it in Bay Area or wherever he wants to go, but I think more than anything, when you listen to a lot of these Raider fans and see the comments, it's not that he's gone. It seems how it was done that maybe bothers people. So I will be tuning in on that.
And that's a great point you just made. I think that the emotions of fans will be somewhat dictated by what Greg says on Monday.
Yes. That's why I'm saying.
Because if Greg comes out and says, hey, this is my deal. And don't be ripping Mark this is me.
Yep.
And this is why. Then as a fan, you're like, okay, you're disappointed, but you can live with that.
Right. But if he also comes out and says, look, they just totally did me wrong.
Right.
All of a sudden, now you got a hailstorm that you got to deal with. That's why I said, Grant, this just happens to, I won't say good time, but the ability for him to sit back and think about exactly how he wants to attack this on Monday is probably good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do I believe that if Ted Robinson left the 49ers that they may look at Greg Papa? I can't speak for Jed York and the 49ers. I don't know that. What I do know is Ted Robinson is a great sports announcer, and he is multi-talented. He does tennis. He used to do all the tennis, Wimbledon, U.S. Open. But then when NBC left Wimbledon, he now does the French Open every year.
Okay.
He's a big tennis announcer.
Okay.
He's done the Mets. He's done the Twins.
Wow.
He's done the Giants. He does college football. He works for the Pac-12 Network. He does the 49ers. He does Olympics. He
really?
Does all the diving every year at the Olympics, in the Summer Olympics. He does everything. He's a very, very, very talented announcer.
Okay. Well, because you said, you know, once one person gives it up, I mean, that's a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Yes.
All right. Did you say we need to take a break? All right. We will take the break. What do you think if you're a Raiders fan or if you're a fan of Greg or Tom Flores, what do you think about those two not doing the Raiders anymore? 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Back right after this. Nothing like watching a meltdown that we already know what the conclusion is of John Vandeveld as they're going to tee off round one at Carnoustie in 4 hours and 13 minutes. They'll start teeing off at this year's 147th Open Championship.
Grant, did you watch this live?
Yes, I was watching this live.
See, I can't imagine watching this live. That last night was the first time that I watched it in its entirety. Tirico, yep. the whole deal, and to hear their commentary about each shot that he hit was intriguing.
And watching it live, the announcers were second guessing every shot that he made. Right.
Oh my goodness! You see the ball mark on
the
railing. It's like. And listen, so he tees off, Grant. First of all, they're saying take an iron. That's
right.
what they're saying.
Right.
So he grabs a driver
right.
immediately.
Right.
So that first shot goes over the burn. It ends up like,
he's
wow.
Alive. Right.
So right then, I don't know about him, but I'm thinking, okay, hold on. Pull back a little
Six
bit.
Six wins the tournament.
Okay. Then, oh, that's cold-blooded. So they call it burn.
Yeah.
On the berm now, someone has written his name on it.
I'll take a picture for you when I'm over there.
Please do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be epic, man.
I know.
You know the feet that have walked on that
I
thing,
know.
Grant?
Well, the thing I'm looking for, my most, and I'm sure a lot of people listening right now have done this, walking over the Fame Bridge at St. Andrew's Old Course.
Yeah.
You know, the picture of Jack Nicklaus on that bridge.
Yeah. It's awesome.
On his last time.
Come on.
Tom Watson on that bridge. And like
and the applause that everyone gives him. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to take – you're going to frame that picture. Come on. I don't even know if people frame pictures anymore. They just put it on their phone. Come on.
That is the bridge on 18 is one of the most famous. It's one of the most famous spots in the world for golf.
Yes, it's. You only playing that once?
The Old Course we're playing once.
Okay. Yeah, there it is. Jack waving goodbye. Grant Napier. All I know is.
I can't wait, man.
What did he get on that last hole?
He got a triple.
He got a triple. Don't come home with more than a triple, Napes. Come on. You can get it. You can get better than a triple.
St. Andrews at number 18?
Yeah.
How about the buildings in the background of these? Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
They don't knock them down and build them over. They refurbish. You're going to go in the pub?
Oh, yeah.
Have a pint?
Yep.
Really?
I'm going to do what I can do, man. You know, I'm
winning Rome. That's how
I told you we got our entire itinerary already.
Somebody is organized. I like that.
Nothing the wrong. Birthplace of golf.
There you go. Oh, man. You know what I find interesting when we watch this with Vanderbilt? Watching his caddy. I wish we could hear it because that you mentioned it earlier. The conversation, like after you hit that first drive and you get so lucky and your caddy's walking beside you, he's going, what does he say? You're a freaking idiot. Or he's saying, dude, calm down. And then they get over the ball, Grant. Now it's shot number two. And he goes, give me a 3-iron.
Right?
I'm like, if I'm his caddy, so I act like I don't hear him and hand him a 6-iron. I'm like, nah, dude, just lay up, baby. Don't do this to us, man.
I mean, is that incredible?
Yeah. You know, that dips into the caddy's pocket as well. The Old Course. Yeah. Well.
But this week they're at Carnoustie, and, you know, you can't go to Carnoustie without talking about the meltdown of John Vandeveld. You just can't do it.
No. I think that's as probably – I bet you there have been some meltdowns, but I – you know, this is as big – that shot right there was – he didn't – out of that rough, Grant, you got to swing hard, man. Yeah.
Well, I would say this about the weather over there. They said it's the driest summer they've had in a long time. The fairways are like rock hard. It's going to be interesting to see how far these guys are hitting the ball.
So what is really intriguing to me, Grant, is the fact that the fairways, it's almost opposite of the U.S. Open because the greens are soft because they're watering the greens, but the fairway is rock hard, and it is, you know, it looks like hay on top of it because the weather has been that way. So some of these drives, some guys like Tiger, he may not even pull out a driver. He may stay with a 3-wood. A 3-iron. I mean, because he hits it so far, and you're going to get one heck of a roll.
All right. If you want to call the show, 339-1140. That's 339-1140. 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, the weather forecast for the Open Championship is about as good as you can get. So weather does not figure to play into this tournament like normal Open Championships. You normally get one day where it's like, oh, boy. You know, but this looks pretty good for the 4 days. And, again, round one starts in a little more than 4 hours.
I will be tuned in. And a lot of it, some of this, I tape, Grant. I know you don't tape.
How about the bunkers on these courses, man?
So they just showed one a little
bunkers.
While ago.
Yeah.
The guy's in the bunker.
Yeah.
The bunker's like 3 feet over his head. He can't even see out of it.
Right.
So if your ball's too close to the face, I guess you gotta do you play into it and make it bounce back out?
Yeah, but you gotta be careful. You don't want to break your wrist on your follow through. Like, you know, so I don't know what you do. Stay out of the bunkers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. See, look at you. There you go. So that's your advice to you is my advice to you when you go over there. Stay out of the bunker, Snapes. But actually, you got to go in one so you can say that you experienced it.
Oh, I'll go in one. Sure, of course. I mean, I'll practice. I mean, absolutely.
Drop a ball. Just go over there and make sure you spank some folks, Snapes. Represent for us there, buddy.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Come on.
You should come with us. We'll have an opening. You'll be over there with me. All right, let's get to Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Oh, hi. I just had a quick comment about Greg Papa. You asked us to call in. I personally he didn't appeal to me.
Okay.
And so I thought I don't like when the announcers insert their personalities into, I just like to hear the game called, you know, in a sort of a dignified way. He kind of irritated me, so just thought I'd tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye. Right.
Bye-bye. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. You know, again, there are people that love announcers. There are people that hate them. They're just the way it is. It's the reason why you might watch one news channel over another, or, you know, why you shop at this store instead of that store. You know, they might sell the same product, but you don't go to that store because you like this store better. It's just that's the way it is.
What's the picture you're showing me? Is that a mountain range? What is that, Grant?
That's one of the holes at St. Andrews.
Good God. Good luck is what I'm saying to you. Good luck, buddy.
We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, we got phone calls to get to. Grant Napier and Doug Christie, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Let's get to some phone calls, and it is Roy. Hello, Roy.
Grant, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, great. I'm coming down from the hill. Grant, every time I hear you talk about your trip to Scotland, I get excited because I wanted to hopefully share with you an experience that I had when I was there with my son about 5 years ago. First of all, let me tell you, I love your show. I think you're a Sacramento treasure, and I really mean that.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. And your interplay with Doug is just fantastic. We thoroughly enjoy it. So
thank
keep
you.
Up the good work. Hey, so we were there in Scotland with my eldest son on a golf trip. So we played some of the fine courses there in Scotland. I got to share just a couple of highlights.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when we got to the old course, we checked in at the hotel there on the 18th green. I forget the name of
right.
it. But so we're overlooking the 18th green, and it's late in the evening, and they close the course. But then at that time, you know, 5-7 years ago, they allowed people to walk out on the course. So sure enough, you know, we settle in, and then we grab a cigar and a glass of wine, and we walk out on the course, and we're out on the Swilkin Bridge. And, you know, you're just out there by yourself, and it was just awesome. So we're taking pictures, and, of course, we had a chance to play it and later and cross it again, but that was a nice experience. Another experience we had was at Carnoustie, and I have to tell you, it's a tough track. You know, I'm maybe a 9-10 handicap. It's a tough track. It eats you up.
Well, I've heard that. That's why they call it Carnoustie, and I'm playing that next year, too.
But, you know, one of the things that if it can work it in, they have a B course over there. And the B course is alongside their course, and it's really a fun course. If you can work in a double, it's worth it. And so many of the courses over there have these B courses that are really nice. Another thing that I would share is one of the highlights. We got a chance to play King's Bar. And I don't know if it's on your itinerary.
It's
but
not.
It's just such a fine course. And at any rate, I know you're going to thoroughly enjoy it. But for what it is, I don't know. Oh, the one thing about Carnoustie, what I thought was unusual, you know, the courses over there, they don't have practice ranges.
Wow.
So, yeah, and when you get to Carnoustie, you know, you think it's a fine course, a nice hotel, but their practice range was four net into nets, four bays into nets.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It was a little strange, and that's the way it is at the old course as well. They don't have practice ranges.
Interesting. I was totally unaware of that. That's good to know.
Yeah, it was interesting, but Kings Byron, which was designed by I think the same fellow that did Granite Bay, is more like an American course.
Okay.
And it has a practice range and. But at any rate.
Well, thank you for the call.
It was such a joy. Hey, thank you.
Thank you
for all you do.
Hey, thank you. You have a good evening, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's get to Lynn. What's up, Lynn?
Hey, Grant. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, what did you guys think of the trade? Did you like what the Spurs got for that?
I think the Spurs did pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, you think now DeRozan isn't a Kawhi Leonard, but you traded an all-star and you got an all-star in return. Now, I think that Popovich knows DeRozan a little bit and has a level of respect for him. So from that standpoint, yeah, Portal, a good young player that's developed and come along. And I would anticipate that we see a better version even of DeRozan with the Spurs because he's going to be required to play some, not that he didn't play defense, but in that systematic approach. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's amazing they got as much as they did. I mean, it sounds like this guy was on his way out. And have you been reading the articles about this whole thing about his group and hiding them and stuff? This is way out.
It's very odd.
And you've seen him when he was in there after Duncan. It seemed like he was the heir apparent, and then all of a sudden it just went weird that last year. I don't know what happened.
It's going to be. I'll tell you what's going to be great. One of these days we're going to hear the real story.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to. That's going to be interesting when we find out what the real story was.
It should be very interesting because I'm not sure. Have you guys heard what Ginobili decided yet? Has he decided to come back yet? Or has he
I haven't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet. But seeing Ginobili last year in the role that he has taken in the team, I would anticipate that he would probably come back. But with all of this upheaval, you never know.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for taking my call. As always,
take care.
Have a good night.
Thank you. All right. If you want to call the program, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. We are with you for another 30 minutes. And so if you want to get in on the program, I should say less than 30 minutes. We're probably like 15 minutes. I don't want to scare you.
Yes. Don't scare me, Grant.
And you are going to be off for a couple of days, so I will hold the fort down. When do you get back? Tuesday?
You'll
be rejoining me Tuesday?
Yes, I will.
All right.
Tell me, Kyle Lowry.
Yes.
OG Anunoby.
Yep.
Valanciunas.
Mm-hmm.
Pascal Siakam, Van Fleet, Serge Ibaka.
I hear
Norman
looking
Powell.
To deal Ibaka.
Okay, looking to deal Ibaka and DeLon Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add to that one of the best two-way players in the league.
Assuming that his mind is in the right place and he's going to play.
Yeah, let's go there. What do you see from a Toronto Raptors
They're as good
team?
As anyone in the East.
I would agree. If he comes with the right mindset, there's a lot of length and you got a good bench. I mean,
and he knows what it takes to win.
Yes, and he's a better two-way player than you got from DeRozan, but you got the same output offensively. We just don't know yet what he's going to be.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question that you can only answer. Can you play at your maximum level with the maximum efficiency if you really don't want to be there and you know that you're not going to be there? And this is for sake of conversation. I don't know if that's what it's going to be for him. But let's just say he's like, okay, screw it. I'm going to go there for a year, and then I'm gone. And
that's what you would hope out of true professionals. And all we had heard that Kawhi Leonard was a true professional, Grant, and that's how he always had conducted himself up until this point. So I would anticipate. Yeah, you can, because you don't have to like the people that you work with, different things. It's when you cross the line, when it's time to go, you are ready to go and you do it in a professional manner. So do I think that Kawhi Leonard will do that? I do, but I have apprehension only because he's kind of showed us that as of yet.
All right, 339-1140 is the local number, 800 920-1140. Again, the Kings have reached out to Bielitsa from the Timberwolves. He is a free agent. No word yet on whether they are working on a deal, if they're talking about a deal. All we know is they have reached out to Bielitsa. And I think he would be a really good fit for this team in terms of just adding a piece that they can use.
Yeah, he's definitely usable. When you look at needs, obviously shooting from that position, you bring up Scal, you bring up Willie, different things. Yeah, I want to see Scal step up because he's got a really beautiful shooting touch now, laterally, different things. He's going to have to develop that and keep on developing. But Bielitsa has the ability to help the Kings because those are areas they need help in.
All right, final segment. When we come back, Grant Napier, Doug Christie. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. Final segment, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Second half of the baseball season, not until Friday. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on Sports 1140 with the A's hosting the Giants. And really looking forward to that series because, to me, I think the All-Star break may have came at a bad time. It might have come at a bad time for the A's because they were so hot.
I don't mean this in a bad way. I think it came for a good time for the M's because we were sliding into bad time for the A's because they were ascending 7-3 versus 3-7. They had found their mojo. They were pulling wins out all the different ways. So, yeah, that could be possible. How do they come out of this break? I mean –
Yep.
Finish off the Bay Bridge series.
All right, so here you have the American League. We thought that we knew all five teams that were going to the playoffs. We don't necessarily know that now. You know Boston and New York are going. Cleveland, in all likelihood, is going. I wouldn't say I'm ready to put that in cement.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a seven-game lead in the loss column, and I don't – Cleveland, you know what I mean? I could see Cleveland not getting it done. I think they will, but my point is I wouldn't bank on that. Houston – has a five-game lead over the Mariners. They have an eight-game lead over the A's. I'd be shocked if Houston doesn't win the division.
Well, come on. I mean.
I know. That's right. And so that means Seattle or Oakland will be the wild card team. All
right.
In the National League, Phillies and Atlanta separated by a game in the win column. They're even in the loss column. How about the Nats at only 48-48, Doug?
Yeah. This is – well – you see Scherzer pitching, you see Harper, and, you know, the locals got on Harper because he wore a Golden Knights jersey. He's from Vegas. So there was a lot of animosity.
Yes.
They were hoping that home run derby right. kind of played over that.
Remember when LeBron showed up at the Cleveland
yes.
the Yankees playoff series wearing a Yankees hat?
Big time.
Right.
Now he brought him a championship.
Right.
So from that.
He can wear whatever he wants.
Yes. This is the opportunity for Harper and the Nationals because they've kind of under-delivered
right.
the past few years.
Then you have the Cubs. They're 2.5 up, but they're 5 in the loss column over Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And which is amazing to me that the Cubs are 55-38 and the Brewers
yeah.
are 55-43, meaning that Milwaukee has played 5 more games and lost them all. That's significant.
It is.
And then you have the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers in the second half, Doug, are going to run away and hide.
I would be surprised if the Dodgers don't do just what you said, especially with Machado. Is that going to be the type of wind underneath their sails to kind of push in the back that needs? Because you mentioned this, I think it was yesterday, you said the one thing about the Dodgers right now, Grant, is they went through the worst part.
That's right. They already went through their bad stretch.
Yeah, so now it's time for them to move forward. So – looking at Dodgers, Diamondbacks, I mean, Diamondbacks are right there. Rockies, even 2 games back. And don't forget about the Giants. I mean, they are only 4 games back. So when you talk about wild card, you got the Braves, maybe the Nationals, the Brewers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, and even the Giants in there. So
yeah, I'm not going to put the Giants in there. I'm not going to put any – and I know what you're saying. And
yeah.
you are exactly right. When you look at the standings.
But you're saying realistically.
Yeah, I just can't. The Giants, to me, have not shown the ability to prolong any type of good baseball.
When you look at the AL, you talk wild card. It's already pretty set in
stone.
It's
either going to be Seattle or Oakland.
Right. But National League, it could be a litany of teams.
Now, it could be Milwaukee, who currently is in there with Atlanta right now.
Yep.
Arizona's a half game back. Colorado, two back. The Cardinals are four back. The Giants are four back. All right. Here's what I don't like if I'm a Giants fan. And I'm trying to look at this from both sides. Washington, to me, is a better team than San Francisco. I think they're going to leap ahead of San Francisco and grab, if they don't win the division, one of the wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Milwaukee is much better than San Francisco. And I think that the problem with the Giants right now, and again, you make a great point. They're only a couple games back.
They're there, but teams that are ahead of them, even the Diamondbacks and Rockies in their division.
That's right. You see, and that's the point. There are three teams ahead of them. Now, that could change in a week. I mean, you know, if they go and they sweep Oakland this weekend, but
it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying the same thing about my M's. I told you. I said they
get swept at Colorado.
And that's exactly what happens. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting here going, oh, my goodness, the A's are on their heels.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's in the American League, there's one spot up for grabs, in my opinion. It's a wild card. In the National League, you got a couple things up for grabs. The NL East is up for grabs. The NL Central is up for grabs. The whole National League is up for grabs. All three divisions and both wild cards. So the National League is where it's at in the second half of the season.
Yeah, there's going to be some intrigue there. Out of in the National League, Grant, what team underdelivered the most so far? Would it be the Nats, in your opinion?
I would say
Cubbies?
No, because they're in first place.
Yeah, but
they're 55-38. They're 17 games over 500.
Okay, yeah.
I would say Washington, yes.
Okay. I was thinking Cubbies. I was thinking Indians. Even both of those teams are in first place since they, you know, they're just a little bit removed from World Series.
Yep.
You're thinking you're expecting more out of them, and they haven't been able to keep up the pace.
Again, I think the A's are the best story in baseball, or at least in the American League. Right? Would you agree with me there?
Yeah, I would.
I think the Mariners have been a great story. I didn't expect the Mariners to be, you know, right now.
19
where they're at,
games
they're
above
19 games over 500, and that's coming off a four-game losing streak.
Yeah, I am happy as a lark.
Yeah.
Whatever in the heck that means.
Well, it's better than being
you were thinking came across your forehead. That's
all
what
guests
I was thinking.
Come to you via the Fire Wings hotline. Try one of their delicious flavors of wings today. Fire Wings, just swinging.
Oh,
I got
man.
My salad and my veggie sticks going.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
I had some today. Veggie sticks. Actually, I didn't eat them all. They're waiting at home.
Really?
Yes, yes. I'll crunch them tonight. Just, you know.
All right.
You loved them when they were in here.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your days off.
For sure.
All right. For Doug Christie, Grant Napier, I'm back tomorrow at 3. So long, everybody.